600 or so BC, 600 BC, roughly, what is it, 2,600 years ago, God said to the prophet Jonah, Jonah being one of those 12 minor prophets we talk about, he said, "Get ye to Nineveh." Now, Nineveh back then was, and it still is today, a pretty nasty and dangerous place. Ancient Nineveh is now current day Mosul, Iraq. Pretty tough place. That's not the kind of call you want to hear from God. Get ye to Nineveh. That's not what you want to hear. No. God said to Jonah, "Get ye to Nineveh," which would have been from where he was, northeast about 500 miles across land. A pretty long journey, long walk. Again, let's face it, that's not exactly the kind of call that you want to get from God. I don't want to. So Jonah, apparently being a bit of a rebellious prophet, instead of heading east to Nineveh, no, he said he headed immediately west to Spain. He hops on a boat in the port town of Joppa and heads due east across the Mediterranean Sea to the far end of the known world, as far away as he could get from Nineveh. That's what he did. Now, I guess at that point, Jonah thinks he's, footloose and fancy free, right? He's doing whatever he wants. He's his own man, free spirit. You know, why should he listen to God or worry about helping those bad people in Nineveh? He's saying, no way am I doing that. No way. Why do any of that when he can just focus on himself and go to Spain? He's heard good things about Spain. The weather's great there. After all, that's what freedom is all about, right? Doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, for yourself. That's freedom, right? So how'd that work out for Jonah? Where'd he end up? Thrown into the raging sea and then swallowed by a whale, a big fish. Is that maybe the kind of freedom that being selfish gets you? Maybe so. Maybe so. Now, just as a reminder, I know we've pointed this out before. How long would Jonah have survived alone, bobbing around in the raging sea? A few minutes, maybe? How long would you survive floating around in the raging storm in the Mediterranean Sea? A couple minutes, he'd drown, right? You'd drown for sure. But God sent, and he sent, the whale, not as a monster to eat him or to kill him. No, it was just the opposite. The whale was sent by God as a vessel to save him, from certain death. And that is where, in his distress, it says, Jonah found true freedom. In humble, grateful obedience to God inside the belly of a whale. And then in verse 10, it says, "The Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land." Safe, sound, probably pretty gross. Okay. Does anyone know what this Tuesday is? I know you know, and I know you know. Anybody know what this Tuesday is? St. Patrick's Day, absolutely. St. Patrick's Day. So, fast forward about 1,000 years from the time of Jonah to the 5th century AD. Now, it seems to me that there are some striking similarities between the stories of Jonah and St. Patrick. Let's see if you agree. Now, Patrick was born somewhere in England in the 5th century into a prominent and religious family, but he himself was said to be rebellious against his family and rebellious against God. Who else was rebellious against God? Jonah. That's right, the prophet Jonah. And at age 16, young Patrick was kidnapped by pirates and thrown into the belly of a pirate ship and hauled across the sea. In his case, it was the Irish Sea, not the Mediterranean Sea, but similar. And after a few days' journey, Patrick was also, in fact, spewed out onto dry land in the northwest shore of Ireland. Jerry and I have been there a number of times. In fact, we're probably streaming to that area right now, to our cousins there in Northern Ireland. They often tune in. I hope they are right now. Okay, so much for his rebellious teenage freedom, right? For the next 6 years, Patrick was captive. He was a slave for the next 6 years. His freedom was pretty much gone. And as with Jonah and his time entrapped in the belly of the great fish, Patrick would later write these words, quote, "The time spent in captivity was critical to my spiritual development. While a slave in Ireland, Patrick worked as a shepherd, and he strengthened his relationship with God through prayer, faith, and perseverance. And then one day, through a vision, God revealed to him a pathway to escape, a pathway to freedom. And Patrick fled. He fled on foot 200 miles across the hilly and rocky terrain of Northwest Ireland to a port where he was able to sneak on board a ship that was bound for England and his home. And he made it home. He made it back home to England. But after getting home, I mean, Patrick was no longer, you know, the 16-year-old selfish boy rebelling against God that he had once been. And just as Jonah was no longer the rebellious prophet running away to Spain. No, now Patrick heard the call to return to Ireland. He later wrote that he had a vision in which he heard the people of Ireland calling out to him, saying this, "We appeal to you, holy servant, to come and walk among us." Now, the younger, selfish Patrick would have ignored such a vision, of course. But the older, wiser Patrick acted on this vision and returned to Ireland and became the founder of the Christian church throughout the country, where he is said to have personally baptized thousands of people. And today, of course, he's known as the patron saint of Ireland, Saint Patrick. Did he find true freedom? True joy? I think so. Okay, but what about Jonah? After he escaped from the raging sea and was released from the belly of the whale, what did he do? Did he answer God's call and finally go to Nineveh? Well, chapter 3, verses 1 to 3 says this. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I gave you. And this time, Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. And how did that work out for him this time? Well, Jonah went all throughout the city, and instead of rejecting him, all of the people, including the king himself, believed him and believed in God. And because of this, because of Jonah, the city of over 120,000 people was saved. They were all spared. Jonah saves a city, and Patrick saves an entire country. Two people that when they were selfish and rebellious couldn't save themselves. But they found true freedom through obedience to God. And therein, I truly believe, is the main point of both of these stories. The moral of the stories of both Jonah and Patrick can be summed up in one simple phrase. God wants us to be free. Free. He wants us to be free. Now, you might have thought I was going to say, God wants us to be obedient. And yeah, I think that's true too. I think he does want us to be obedient. But think of it. He could force us to be obedient. He could make us slaves if he wanted to. But that's obviously not what he wants to do. Our obedience is not God's final goal. Obedience is only a prerequisite to the real goal, which is our freedom. So here it is, the lesson from Jonah and Patrick throughout the Bible and throughout life. Obedience to God will set us free. Lack of obedience will make us prisoners. Prisoners to what? To guilt, to stress, to regret, to shame, to temptation, to all the chains of sin. And it gets back to something we heard in the very beginning of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 4. We heard it in our first reading today from Sharon. God warns Cain about sin. And he says this, if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you. And that's exactly correct. Sin desires to have you and me as its prisoner, just as it had Jonah on the Mediterranean Sea and Patrick on the Irish Sea. It was repentance, praying to and listening to God and then serving others. That's what brought them true freedom. Jesus commanded us to love and serve others. Why? Because he wants us to be free.